The United Nations issued a new report last week saying 3,000 Syrians had been killed in anti-government protest, with 100 dead just in the past 10 days. And the numbers came with a warning. The top UN human rights official called the Syrian government campaign ruthless repression that could push the country to civil war. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that as the government escalates the violence, more Syrians are getting armed.
From the outset of the uprising, Syria's president Bashar al-Assad offered promises of reform as activists documented abuse by the security forces. Muhammad Ali says after an arrest for organizing protests, he was humiliated and abused in jail.
Torture is not so hard because the pain after 2-3 days, the pain will gone. When they humiliate us, it will be so hard for us.
But now, the Assad government appears to be relying exclusively on brutal repression, giving free rein to the security services to crush the revolt, according to analysts inside and outside the country. The regime has no political strategy, says Rhonda Slim with the New America Foundation. Violence is a way to restore the wall of fear.
This is a policy that was meant by the regime to break down the resolve of the activists, and instead it is strengthening their resolve.
The resolve to mount large anti-government protests in neighborhoods around the capital, Damascus, has been sharply reduced, says this activist who can't be named for her safety.
Where you would see like a couple of thousands, you cannot see that anymore. The security is much, much tighter. And ruthless.
She says the regime now targets organizers, especially those who advocate peaceful protest.
At the beginning, it was random. They would catch whoever they see. Now they are a little more selective with their custody.
In provincial capitals like Homs and Hama, the worst abuses are carried out by paramilitary units known as the Shabiha, says Rhonda Slim, who's researching the protest movement.
Whenever there is a town where there is an active opposition going, elements of the Shabiha and some of the soldiers will go on the outskirts with loudspeakers and threaten of coming in and raping their wives, raping their mothers, raping their sisters.
Activists charge the regime is using rape as a weapon, but widespread cases have been impossible to confirm. In Homs, human rights groups have confirmed that more people have been killed in anti-government protests than anywhere else in the country. And now weapons are flooding into Homs, says James Longman, who reported from the city without government permission.
Well, I was told time and again, we're arming because we have no choice. One man said to me, I can either get a gun, protect my family, or sit at home and wait to be killed.
The Syrian army is surrounding Homs, poised for an all-out assault. Syrian officials claim there's now a civil war there, and the army must contain the violence. Presidential adviser Buthaina Shaban.
What we have in Homs is 10 armed gangs from different sects. Then they kill from this sect and they kill from the other. Any terrorism is destructive to Syria.
But analysts and diplomats say the Syrians, especially in Homs, are arming in response to the brutal government crackdown. Paul Salem is the head of the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut.
I think the brutality has several explanations. One is that's what they're used to doing. That is what's worked in the past. But an additional benefit is that it blocks the possibility of compromise.
He says there are still some in the Syrian government who believe a political solution is the only way out of the crisis.
Definitely some members of the regime have been counseling politics, negotiation, a coalition government. There are many ways to deal with this crisis.
But Syria's security hardliners are now in control.
These intelligence and effectively mafia interests are very worried about reform. And they can effectively block reform by throwing blood on the streets and making it impossible even for the opposition to accept negotiation because things have gone too far.
Even so, there's a price to be paid for so much bloodshed. Syria's staunchest international allies now demand an end to the killing. And in Damascus, many Syrians say privately that they cannot support a regime that will stop at nothing to crush dissent. Deborah Amos, NPR News.